I'll start by reporting some positive news. Traffic wrecks and fatalities are down substantially in Indiana for the year to date, almost 10%. And that reflects, at least in part, not just good luck, but some hard work. I want to thank the state police for stepping up their law enforcement efforts. They've written more than 10% more tickets this year. So enforcement has played a part. That's been augmented by the work of local law enforcement, supported by the Criminal Justice Institute grants. They also have stepped up enforcement. Seatbelt use is up at least 3%. That's probably played a part. And the professionals tell me that NDOT has done some very important work by placing barriers in median strips where we've had lots of fatalities in the past, and on areas on routes like 69, reducing that to near zero. So we just want to say that as this week, holiday weekend approaches, let's close the year on a safe route. Motorists should know that enforcement will be at the new and higher levels. But the most important thing that can happen is that everybody shows some common sense, and let's try to have, if possible, a fatality-free New Year's. I think it deserves a look. It's highly controversial, but when lives are at stake, I don't think that idea can be dismissed. And Mike Coonigan here from the Criminal Justice Institute was saying just a few minutes ago that usage is at least 20% lower, I guess.
Yes, sir.
In trucks, and that and Superintendent Weitzel was saying that the most common fatalities we're experiencing are rural roads and often pickup trucks with no seat belts. Did I quote you accurately on that?
Dr. Weitzel, I'm curious, we're still above the level of 3 to 4 years ago. How much of this is just fluctuation due to chance, and what accounts for the lower rates a few years back?
Excuse me, sir. Well, if we don't fully understand all the dynamics involved, and I certainly wish we did, because if we knew what the substance of these kinds of statistics were made of, we could address very specific law enforcement assets and efforts that direction. We had a real good year in 2002, and we don't quite know what our suspicion is. It was probably had to do with weather, and it could have gone either way. We might have had good weather that reduced the accidents, or we might have had such bad weather that people didn't get on the roads as much. But the overall average is 905 deaths a year. The national trend is going up just a bit. As a matter of fact, in 2005, in national statistics, we had as many traffic fatalities as we had in 1990. So Indiana is still a little bit below the national average, in spite of the fact we have so many cars here as a crossroads of America. And we're doing everything that we can. And those are the kinds of questions, sir, that we are constantly looking for and searching the data. If we could ever find what the magic bullet is there, we could address that problem.
Superintendent, what are you doing this weekend as far as the increased
Well, sir, last year, over the New Year's holiday weekend, we lost 7 lives. And we, this holiday period, like we do all of them, are going to put extra troops on the road by the monies made available by Mike Cunningham's folks over there at CJI. They put about $500,000 to $700,000 a year towards special project funds, and my troops are more than happy to pick it up. So we'll be running both accident reduction and seatbelt usage, as well as DUI patrols, X patrols, doing whatever we can in an enforcement sense to bring awareness and to make enforcement action effective.
And what do you consider New Year's weekend?
Oh, from Friday evening until the close of business on Monday night after the holiday period.
You said you don't know what the magic bullet is to take care of all this, but what do you do? Just more of the same? More patrols? More ticket writing? More?
No, sir. Actually, over in our records division, we have a PIN map that shows us the precise location of every fatality that we've had in the state. And every district commander was charged early on this year to take a serious look at his or her district and find out where the problem areas were, and then they were required to come see me in my office with my staff with their five biggest concerns and problems and their plan for reducing those problems. And traffic was certainly a portion and a part of all that. And that's how we gleaned. We knew, for example, from that research that a great deal of our trouble came from the point in time when school lets out every day. Our accidents spike in that regard, and we can tell you that most of our fatalities are going to be off-the-road accidents where they hit some stationary object on a rural road, and they won't be wearing their seatbelts 52% of the time. So these are the kinds of things that we're constantly crunching the data for to get a sense of what to specifically look for and target our efforts for.
Let me just say a word back to Mike's question, because the superintendent and I, Mike, have visited often on this. We don't know everything that goes into a reduction, but some things we know for sure. Tighter law enforcement matters, and we have beefed up the number of troopers on the road. As you may recall, we have taken the troopers off the gambling boats and returned them to law enforcement, conventional law enforcement, including road patrol. We have the biggest recruit class in history starting up soon. We're going to be adding to the numbers of the state police because we know that it makes a difference. We know seatbelt use makes a difference. And I have learned from these men that highway construction can make a very dramatic difference. And the barriers which NDOT put up at the state police's suggestion, we know have saved lives. So we're constantly searching for other means, but those three things I've come to believe the data tells us are very directly related to keeping Hoosiers alive. All right. Thank you very much. Was that all?